Baba Siddiq, what we know so far about public murder of an Indian politician, date modified colon 2024-10-15T05:22:12.952Z, description colon the killing of a high-profile politician in a busy Mumbai street has sent shockwaves through the country, dot. What we know so far about public murder of an Indian politician, Getty Images. Baba Siddiq was an influential politician who was part of the coalition governing Maharashtra state. The murder of a politician in a bustling area in India's Mumbai city has sent shockwaves across the country. Baba Ziauddin Siddiq, 66, was shot on Saturday night near his car, while he was leaving his son's office. He died later in hospital. The killing of Siddiq, an influential politician who was part of the coalition governing Maharashtra state, of which Mumbai is the capital, has set off a political blame game. The motive for the murder is not clear yet, but for many it has brought back memories of the 1990s when politicians and film stars were frequently targeted by Mumbai's underworld. Police have arrested three people so far and say investigations are continuing. Local media reports say the arrested men are part of a notorious gang whose leader is currently in jail, who was Baba Siddiq. Born in the eastern state of Bihar, Siddiq migrated to Mumbai at the age of 5 with his father, a watchmaker. He started his political career in the 1980s as a student leader with the Congress Party, soon leading its youth wing in Mumbai. He then entered local council politics before being elected to the state's legislature 3 times in a row and becoming a minister in 2004 for about 4 years. In February, he left the Congress to join the Nationalist Congress Party, which, along with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and the Shiv Sena, currently governs state. Apart from his political activities, Siddiq also made headlines for his glitzy iftar parties held during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which were attended by top Bollywood stars. It was at his iftar party in 2013 that superstars Salman Khan and Shah Rukh Khan ended their much-discussed rift with a hug, that propelled the annual Siddiq affair into a must-watch event on the city's social calendar, Midday newspaper wrote in 2016. Getty Images, Bollywood superstars Salman Khan, left, and Shah Rukh Khan, right, reportedly ended a rift at Siddiq's iftar party in 2013. How was Siddiq killed? The politician was shot outside his son's office as he was about to enter his car in the busy Bandra area. Police said 3 shooters fired 6-7 rounds, hitting Siddiq's abdomen and chest, and fled the scene. A bystander was also injured as a stray bullet hit his leg. Investigators said they had recovered 2 pistols and 28 live rounds of ammunition from the arrested men. Siddiq had 3 police guards. Local media reported his security was upgraded days ago, but the suspects reportedly distracted them by setting off a smoke firecracker. What is the state of the investigation? Police have been granted custody of the arrested men for a week. They say they are on the lookout for their accomplices. We have set up 15 teams and investigation is on to identify who provided logistical support to the shooters, senior police official Datta Nalawade said. While the police have not confirmed it, several reports citing sources have linked the arrested men with the notorious Bishnoi gang. The gang's leader Lawrence Bishnoi is an accused in several cases and is currently in a high-security prison in Gujarat state. Within hours of the shooting, a man claiming to be a member of the gang posted on Facebook that they were behind Siddiq's killing. Police have not yet confirmed the authenticity of the post. Though Bishnoi has been in jail since 2015, he frequently makes news. Many social media accounts claiming to belong to him or his associates have often posted his selfies from jail. He even gave interviews to a TV channel in 2022, prompting an investigation. Many of the reports on Bishnoi are based on police sources and it's not clear how he conducts the gang's operations while in prison. The gang's name popped up in connection with the murder of Punjabi rapper Sidhu Moosewala in 2022. In April, police arrested 2 gang members for allegedly firing shots outside the apartment of actor Salman Khan in Mumbai. On Monday, the Canadian police also said it believed the Bishnoi group had connections to Indian government agents who were using the gang to target Sikh separatists on their soil. India has not officially responded to the police claims. Getty Images, Lawrence Bishnoi, second from left, is in prison since 2015 but frequently makes news. What else has happened? Siddiq's killing is the first major assassination of a politician in Mumbai since the 1990s, when high-profile killings of politicians, businessmen, and Bollywood celebrities by criminal gangs of the Mumbai underworld were not uncommon. Local media reports said he had received a death threat 2 weeks ago, which led to his security being upgraded. His killing within days of that has put the state government on the back foot, with Maharashtra set to hold assembly elections soon. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge called the murder a complete failure of law and order in Maharashtra, and Delhi's former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said the incident had scared not only the people of Maharashtra but the entire country. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Eknath Shinde has defended his government. The culprits will not be spared no matter who they are, be it the Bishnoi gang or any underworld gang. Those who are receiving threats, their safety is the state government's responsibility and it will fulfill its responsibility, he said. Follow BBC News India on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, Asia Mumbai Maharashtra India.